97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Carl Middleman bringing the heat here with the music this morning. We appreciate that, Carl. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's so thoughtful.
He is. He really is.
It's International Women's Month, Mark.
And we embrace that. We celebrate that. Bo, I took my daughter to the range the other day.
Nice.
Again, I mean, I've taken her a number of times, but I want her to learn to be comfortable. Took a pistol, a couple of semi-automatic handguns, got her used to it, talked to her about safety. Again, those things are important as we're bringing up strong women in this world. And Emily Porter is with us this morning from the Missouri Department of Conservation. She is a recreational use specialist with the department. And Emily, happy International Women's Month.
Hey, thank you so much. And thanks for the invitation to come on with you guys today.
Yeah, we're thrilled. We're thrilled we could get you on. We are. You know, I was just mentioning trying to get my own daughter a little more interested in, or at least educated in shooting sports. Maybe you can give us a feel for what you're seeing on your end in terms of the interest women are showing in not just outdoor recreation, the shooting sports, and even hunting in Missouri.
Yeah, so it's thriving here in Missouri, and that's a trend we've seen over the last 15 to 20 years, but even just in the last 10. 2022, just to give you some numbers, you mentioned that your daughter might be interested, and in all of hunter education last year alone, over 30% of hunter education graduates were women. So we're seeing that number really be prominent, and we're seeing women wanting to take a stance and being able to find their relationship with nature and what that looks like. We're seeing a lot of even our women archery deer hunters here in Missouri. It's over 12%. Wow. So it's not just those weekenders wanting to go out and sit in a deer stand. It's actually women wanting to be active and participating. And 17% of hunters in Missouri, over 17% are women. And so we're seeing a lot of that interest peak and people finding ways to engage in nature in different ways that makes it their own.
Emily, I was raised by a strong woman in the 70s, was my most formative years. She was a single mom, business owner. And in the 70s, that was, you know, pretty impressive. What do you think the big push is? Is it for self-reliance or self-nurturing that there's this big push that women want to get out there? Or have they just been influenced, you know, by, you know, what they're seeing in the news? And do you think a lot of these women that are getting into the shooting sports or hunting, do you think a lot of them are single?
You know, I'm not sure if I would say a lot of them are single or not, but I can see a bigger trend in the last few years of women wanting to do it for themselves. And I mentioned, you know, you having gone out with your dad or gone out with your husband in the past, and that's something you can still do. But there's a shift now that's showing up where women are wanting to get out and engage in nature. And you mentioned being self-reliant or being able to find their niche hobbies. And there's this trend moving on where whether it's for training your dog and doing upland hunting or being self-reliant for your food sources, there's a lot of really food-driven motivators going on the last few years and a lot of different demographics that are getting into hunting. But also shooting sports as a whole is being really that niche that is stress relieving. It's something that you can use to put your mind in a focus. But nature as a healing source has become a very big driver for anybody. And being able to do something outside that is able to take away all the stimulation that we have in the world and immerse yourself and be a very healing source for you has been something that I think a lot of people are recognizing, and women as a part of that conversation are realizing that as well.
I think that's great. We're talking to Emily Porter from the Missouri Department of Conservation. What was your path, Emily? What led you to this career? And were you already involved in hunting and all that prior to getting into the Missouri Department of Conservation?
Well, it's interesting. I moved around quite a bit as a kid growing up, and we lived a few different places across the Midwest in a few different states. And I grew up spring turkey hunting. And so seeing that interaction with nature and gobbling at something in the spring and having it gobble back at you was just the biggest excitement for me as a young child. And I got into shooting sports because I was in 4-H. I loved the independence that it required you to have to do. You know, whatever happens is because of you and your skills and the practice that you've put into it. And when I turned 16 and got my driver's license, the world became much bigger. I found that public land was such an outlet for me to learn and to use. And it wasn't like I had to call the landowner the night before to get permission to go. It was available for me. And living so many different places and going to college and being on your own, I found that that was a great outlet for the random schedule that I had and being able to get away from it all while still being a sustainable food source for myself. I was a broke college kid, I think like many people are. And so deer meat became a very big staple in what I did, and waterfowl hunting was something. So that was all part of that story. But really what I do now is hoping to provide and working to provide more access for public land for people, whether that's through partner properties or MDC properties and urban deer hunting, and helping cities with installing an urban deer hunt opportunity for their community, are all things that have really influenced how I got to where I am now.
Excellent.
Very well said. It's a cool story, and I think everybody gets into it a little bit differently. But you know, in the world of social media, everybody's got their nose in their phone. It's a nice break just to put the phone down, go into the woods, and do your thing. But when it comes to social media, there are a whole bunch of females that are influencers in the world of hunting. Christy Lee Cook, notably, was a top 10 finalist for American Idol. She's a huge hunting fan. And matter of fact, she's on the Browning Pro staff team. And I follow her on Instagram, and she's got Twitter and everything else too. But when it comes to, you know, people getting away from their phones, that is an issue. Although now the phones have apps that are, there are some tools that can help you along the way. That's how they get us, you know.
That's it. Yeah.
But you mentioned getting your driver's license, and that was your freedom. And so many people today, so many young people today, don't even have their driver's license. At 25, 26 years old, I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
That is freedom, man.
Yes.
But anyway, so your life in the woods has definitely been a positive on your entire being, don't you think?
I would say yes, it is. And you mentioned social media, and as somebody who identifies as less than 35, I definitely use a lot of social media, and I'm a big Instagram user as well. And I think that it's really helped provide that support for each other and showing what you can do. Whether you're a big influencer on Instagram and social media, or you're somebody who's just on there socially, you know, checking in at night after work, those are things that you can do to support others and show, hey, this is something that you too can do. And that it's accessible, and it's not really, you know, as much as our influencers have all of the nice gear and they have the best of the best equipment, there's still ways to engage and do these activities with a low cost barrier and some of just the easiest, cheapest clothing and equipment you can. And here in Missouri, you know, we mentioned archery hunting earlier. It starts in September 15th, and it's still pretty warm outside, and there's a heck of a lot of daylight. And so for the early season, it doesn't have to be bitter cold. It doesn't have to be miserable weather. It doesn't have to be something that you spend 12 hours doing 10 miles from home. It can be as easy as an hour or two after work on a weeknight, with just the simplest equipment and clothing.
Well, you know, I wanted to mention...
In your own backyard, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Emily, I wanted to mention, I know you work in the Kansas City area. But I would imagine across the Missouri Department of Conservation, there are similar programs there that there would be here in the greater St. Louis area. Are there programs tailored to women? What are some of the things that you help promote?
There are some programs tailored to women, and so... our entire education branch and our shooting range programming that we do, you've got the Bush Shooting Range there and a number of nature centers in the St. Louis area. They provide those programming for individuals who are looking at getting into conservation activities and recreation or getting into hunting for the first time. We also provide programs for people who are wanting to take it to that next level. So maybe you've had some experience getting into shooting sports and you're familiar with the basics of being outside, but you want to get into maybe a 102 or a little bit further class on what to do and how to make yourself a little bit more successful if you are hunting or shooting. And so checking out our Missouri website, our mdc.mo.gov website, under our event page, and that can list everything from what's closest to you to if there's a specific topic that you're interested in that you're okay with traveling a little ways for. Maybe something's in Columbia or up in Hannibal. Those are all programs that are available on our website to sign up for. And the great thing about MDC is that all of our programming is free. So even if you want to come out to the shooting range and you're interested in learning how to shoot for the first time and you need to borrow a gun or you want some instruction, some one-on-one instruction that with your own equipment, those are all things that we can provide, and it's provided to you through MDC for free.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. Emily Porter of the MDC, the Department of Conservation. You know, there's some people, let me just say, men and women, that are just, they want nothing to do with guns, with firearms. They don't like the bang. They don't like the recoil. They don't like any of that. And that's where bow hunting could really be something for somebody to investigate. And like you said, social media, if there's something for everybody out there, if you're interested in it, look for that. Because, I mean, to me, bow hunting is so much stealthier. You know, it's quieter. It's to me, it's more personal. And I would encourage, and I don't, without even my encouragement, female bow hunters increased nearly 40% from 05 to 2014, according to the state's recruitment report that they have. So that is really impressive. Are you a bow hunter by in the world?
I am a bow hunter. I'm an avid bow hunter. I love it. And for a lot of the reasons you just mentioned, I mentioned that I grew up turkey hunting and having that interaction with turkeys and having to get them into close range. And bow hunting for me was that similar feeling. It's very instinctual. It's something that challenges you. And there's a lot of respect for what you're harvesting that has to happen so measured. It has to be so precise. And there's so much practice that goes into it. And it's a very intimate feeling with nature to be able to bow hunt. And that's one of the biggest things I love. And I can do it close to home. I mentioned those urban bow hunting options. And as somebody who lives in the Kansas City area, there are options across the state even to participate in bow hunting and help with those urban deer management. We have a lot of deer in our city limits, a lot of places.
Here too. We just had a segment on the other day about them trying to trim some of the deer out of our suburban areas over here in the St. Louis area as well. So, Emily, I guess a good clearinghouse for all of this is mdc.mo.gov?
Yes. Yep. That'll take you to anything you need. You can find our contact information. My counterpart in the St. Louis area that is dedicated to the same work is Leif Schweisguth. And I'm going to apologize. I'm not spelling that for you guys this morning, but Leif is a great resource. His information is available online as well. And you can contact any of our offices to get in touch with really what you'd like to do, and we'll put you in the right place.
Yeah, they wouldn't answer when we called them.
No.
That's why we got you. Emily, thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Good luck hunting, and keep your foot on the gas and encouraging women to get into the shooting sports and hunting.
Hey, thank you all so much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Happy International Women's Month.
Thank you.
We'll talk again soon. Emily Porter, and that's great. I would love my daughter to do that. She might be, Bo, what you just mentioned. She might prefer a bow over the gun, to be honest.
Sure.
I mean, most women would probably prefer a bow. Bo Matthews. Oh, that's...
Well, then, that's a whole nother subject.
It's a whole nother story. We'll get into that next week on Second Amendment Radio on the Great
Will
Outdoors.
Will we really?
Now we will.
Yeah. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, and thank you for listening to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. And please share the show, share the podcast on the Odyssey app.
See you, boys. And,
see you too, ladies.
Get more at 971talk.com.